And dear God, in the name of your wonderful Son, Jesus, we thank you again for being with us this morning. We sense your presence. We know your Spirit is here because we are here in the name of your wonderful Son. Lord, help us to just open our lives to you. Bring the wondrous love and truth to increase the faith that is all pleasing to you. May we magnify the wondrous love of Jesus. May we just be anointed today with the Word. May you anoint our hearts with your grace. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. If you'd open your Bibles with me today, we're going to the book of Isaiah. And we'll begin reading from chapter 1 and verse 1. The vision of Isaiah, the son of Amoz, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord hath spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. The ox knoweth his owner, the ass his master's crib, but Israel doth not know, my people doth not consider. Ah, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors. They have forsaken the Lord. They have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger. They are gone away backward. We're going to stop there for a moment because this doesn't sound very good. Matter of fact, this sounds pretty terrible to me. And I will tell you this, if you're not familiar with this text, verse 9 and 10, it even starts mentioning to remind them about Sodom and Gomorrah. And I think we all know about the sizzle and crisp that happened then. And God is trying to get their attention. And I pray today that in all humility and thankfulness, brothers and sisters, that we realize as a people that but for the grace of God, there go we. I hope that we understand that and know that, that it truly is but for God and Isaiah. Now, a lot of people would think, now, why did you just say God and Isaiah? Because if you know the meaning of Isaiah, it means salvation of Jehovah. Praise God. Isaiah is salvation of Jehovah. And let me tell you something that's interpreted, behold the Lamb. The Lamb is here. Praise God. And that's what we're going to read about here in a moment. And I'd like you to turn with me over to the 18th verse. Because out of nowhere, out of all of this sin, out of all of this, in a sense, helpless and hopelessness, we get to the 18th verse, and it really does come out of nowhere. Come now. Come now. Not later. Not when it's convenient. Come now. And let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Isn't that wonderful? Out of all that gloom and out of nowhere, here comes the Lord, your Jehovah. See, God was thinking of you even that back then. He was even thinking of you before that. And he already had a provision to save you and to even save us from ourselves. And look what he says here. He says, come now and come here and let us reason together. And the reasoning, brothers and sisters, is it is all on me. I paid it all. It's all about my love for you. And I'm so thankful that today I get it. I do. I get this. Praise God. And it excites me that I get this. I understand what he's saying here. And what he's saying is, he wants me. He wants you. He wants individual you. And he wants you so badly that he did give that only begotten Son, this wonderful Lord, the salvation of Jehovah, to save you. And in that, brothers and sisters, do you hear the message that he's given? You are accepted. Isn't that a wondrous thought? I'm accepted in the Beloved. The moment that I accepted Christ as my Savior, and that was just in a moment. Salvation's not a process. Oh no. I'm not being saved. I am saved. And know that for yourself. And yes, when you are saved, praise God, He sealed you with the Holy Spirit. And that's a seal that can never be broken. He gave you a love that can never be severed. You're His. You have open access into His very throne room today. And by the grace of God, I've asked Him, and I don't know if you realize it right now, but we're sitting in the very midst of the throne room this morning. In the name of Jesus, we have entered in. I hope you know that for yourself. Let that be reality. Let Him give you a vision of the reality that you are in His presence. In His name, you are there. Praise God. I always used to think that, Lord, You're here with me. I understand that, and I think that's precious. But more importantly, Lord, I'm with You. I'm with You. I'm seated right now in the heavens in Christ Jesus. I right now am a son of God. I am a citizen of heaven. This country's getting in all fits and problems about citizenship. Gave that up a long time ago. I'm a citizen of heaven. And that's where I'm living today by His grace. Hallelujah. And see, this morning I'm just so taken back with the very love of God, the enormity of His love for me, and where I sit with Him. Because we really do need to see, brothers and sisters, that His love, God's love for mankind was so great that it brought very God of very God down from heaven to become a man. And let us not forget that this was God's only Son. His only begotten Son that would come to be the Lamb slain for us. The Lamb slain for us. And there would be such horror in that death. Yes, it was the death. It was the death that by the grace of God I will never face now. Praise the Lord. I will never face that death. And it was a death so horrific that His Father had to turn from Him. And our wondrous Lord said, Father, why hast Thou forsaken me? And I got to thinking again at that moment that God Himself had to turn from Him because He was becoming sin for me. And He knew no sin. But God had to turn from that. He couldn't look upon that. This was the one that would come and bring me together with God the Father, that would make me His family. But as the Father turned from Him, the only thing that would keep Him on that cross, the only power that could keep Him there, was His love for you and me. Only His love for you and me could keep Him upon that cross. For the joy that was set before Him, He endured that cross. He hung there. He gave Himself up for this. And that's why today I call Him my Savior. Not just Savior. Not just Savior. But He's my Savior. And He's your Savior. And that joy that He saw was you. And it's so important that you see that, brothers and sisters. That Christ, yes, He died for all man. He did. But He died for you. He died for you. Thank you, Lord. And I think this my Savior, the one who set the stars in heaven, the one the Word of God tells me all things were made by Him and for Him, and without Him nothing was made. Maybe there's some cerebral types here today. I hope you're getting a little bit humbled. Even something that you thought up. Without Him, nothing was made. Oh, no. And furthermore, by Him, all things consist and hold together. You feel safe now? Oh, man, I'm good. How about you? It's well with your soul? All things consist and hold together. That includes me. Includes you, too. Your family, your job, your lack of job, your provider, whatever it is. He is holding it together. It's not you. Hear about all these things all the time all my life. Well, how do you juggle so many things, brother? How are you keeping so many things in the air? I got to realizing someday it was just Him. Praise God. I give it to him. All things consist and hold together because of him. And I thought again too, as he died upon that cross. Do you realize that it was his love that held that wood together to keep him upon that cross? Do you realize that those spikes that were driven into those loving hands of your wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that he had to hold them in place at that moment so he could be crucified for you? Know how powerful your God is. Know how much he loves you. Know that it said that he had to give up the ghost. Nothing could kill him. Nothing could make him die. Satan couldn't kill him. He had to give it up. And he gave it up willfully for me and for you. That's love. That's the love that will never let you go. How could you think that one that loves you so, that you could ever separate yourself or your life from that love? Do you see the insult to God? Do you see it was by grace that he put himself upon that cross, that he lived that life for you? That he loves you so? You're in his hand. And you were in his hand upon that cross. He knew it was family time, brother. He knew that that was the finishing moment. That he would bring us together as family. All under his name, oh yes. And that whole process still was truly in God's hand. And no man can pluck them out of my hand. Because there's no one greater than my Father. He set it up. He set it up, praise God. And I'm here just to fulfill because of the very power of the Godhead that is within me. Oh, hallelujah. And he hung there and died, brothers and sisters. And he became sin. He became sin. He didn't just cancel sin. He became sin. There's a big difference there. Know what he did. Know where he went for you. And becoming that sin was the only way he could ever conquer and finish it for me. We've heard many times, and I know we thrill, that we stand before him justified. Just as if I never sinned. All my sins in the past, all my maybe shame of today, yes. All the transgressions of the future, they're not only forgiven, but they have been forgotten, never to be remembered again. That's why I love Jesus. That's why I want to live for Jesus. It's because of that love for me. Love that was never deserved. Love that was never merited. Love that was never earned. It was love that was there all the time. And all throughout his word, all he's telling us is, please open your eyes to it. Please come now. Come now. There's no reason to hesitate. There's no reason to be ashamed. Did you read with me what these people were doing at this time? They were completely wicked. He was equating them to Sodom and Gomorrah. But there's grace out there. And it's so sufficient. It's so overly sufficient. Words can never express how infinite it is. That there's nothing that can separate you from the love of God. I have a desire for us to get nearer to him. See, he's already near us. He's already right there. He's already apprehended you, as Brother Paul has even said. All he said is that I may apprehend that of which I am apprehended. Does this all start to come together for you when he says, I would that all men be saved and come to a full knowledge of the truth? He's not a respecter of persons. He's there. Every Christian he has apprehended, he has embraced fully. They are his family. Whether it's a child or whether it's a mature son of God, he has embraced you fully. Now wake up. Embrace him. Feed on him and grow. Praise God. No, you're not holding on to anything. He's got you. He's got you. The grace that enables me to even hold that fast, which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. I want you to understand, that's even the grace of God. Nothing of me. Nothing of me. Nothing of you. Hallelujah. I'm free. I'm so free. Righteous and holy and all by the magnificent work of grace. Cleansed from all sin. I hope you're rejoicing in this today. Nothing's ever going to stick. Nothing. It's gone. He can't remember it. It's over. Whom he has made free is free indeed. Oh my. There's freedom that needs to be claimed and possessed here because it's there. May we lay hold of this wondrous promise of grace because it truly is the key to growing in Christ. It's not going to happen by works. I am so thankful that God continues to show me that it's not by works. But it's by His power. It's by His might. It's by His Spirit. It's Jesus Christ. It's Jesus Christ. Praise God. I think we're getting somewhere. You know, sometimes though I have heard in this past year even, as you bring out the grace of God, and again, it's only His love that does it. Well, brother, I appreciate the precious reality of the grace of God in your life. How it makes you excited. How free you really are. But don't you think you should tone that down just a wee bit, you know? Because you think that maybe it might cause some of God's children maybe to abuse it a little bit or maybe sin willfully or wantonly or things like that. And you know, all I can say is I've never read that in my Bible. How about you? And you never will read that in your Bible. Oh, no, you won't. I'm telling you. See, you know why? Because it's not there. It is not there. We have got to realize and understand, brothers and sisters, that it is the grace of God that even allows us to serve God acceptably. That's Hebrews 12:28, if you want that verse. It's the grace of God that causes us even to serve the Lord acceptably. Do you see what the program of religion is doing to people? It's binding you. It's confining you. It's killing people. It is. And I'm talking about Christian churches as well too. Well, we're just raising up a whole slew of people to go out and be missionaries. Uh-uh. Oh no. You're to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And then if He calls you. And I hope we'd all be on a mission every day by the grace of God. That we would be a living testimony for our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Huh? Don't let somebody make you what they think that you need to be. Please don't. Let Jesus finish the work. Rest in it. And sometimes it's even us that we are trying to think what we need to be. We're our own greatest enemy. A lot of times, brothers and sisters. And see, that's just that self getting in there. Well, I need to be this way and I need to be that way. Well, you know what? I'm so thankful that the Lord gave me a daddy that said many years ago, son, just be yourself. I be who I am before the Lord. And then He makes me the man of God who He wants me to be. I don't need to change anything. I don't need to try to be anything. He's the one that's transforming me from glory to glory to glory. And you know what? I like what I'm seeing. I like what I'm seeing in you too. Because you know what? It's God's work. There's nothing more perfect. There's nothing more real. There's nothing more precious. I don't get up and I don't look into a void of darkness when I get up in the morning. Sure, there were things that I used to do all the time. But you know what? I'm learning to be still and know that He's God. I'm learning to know that I don't need a fanfare about me. I can be satisfied with Jesus alone. That by the grace of God, the only life that I live is a life of faith. And as that faith grows in me, by the grace of God, no matter what comes, His grace is sufficient for that moment. And it sees me through. And He walks with me. And He talks with me. And I'm telling you, even on the backside of a desert, He's doing it. He's my oasis. And brothers and sisters, He's always there. He is always there. You'll never appreciate a stream until you get in a desert. Know it. Know it. God wants you to appreciate Him. Sometimes, those things that Brother Hill used to say, boy, they were right in your face. You don't give that little baby that razor blade, do you? Loaded gun? I'd go, oh my, what are you saying that again for? Well, you know why I said it? Because He loved us. He knew the Word of God. God's not going to withhold anything good for you. But I'm going to tell you something. He'll keep you away from a lot of things that could kill you if you'll just allow Him. You got to know the Lord. You got to know Him and what He wants to do in your life. He's a God of great grace. He's not a God of trying to hurt you in any way. He's just trying to love on you and allow you to look up to see your reward. Because it's near, brothers and sisters. It's coming. It is coming. But the Word of God tells me that I have been made free from sin and death. That the grace of God did it. And by the grace of God, if we'll just embrace this wondrous promise, God in His infinite grace, brothers and sisters, then can bring three wonderful things into your life. He can bring gratitude. He can bring appreciation. He can bring thankfulness. And all of that adds up to me to Him will and doing of His good pleasure in my life. Isn't that wonderful? To know that He's the one that's willing to do this good work in my life. Believing God's Word. And brothers and sisters, I truly have been thinking, especially this week, of how man's religion and man's philosophy is binding us. It tries to control us with guilt. And that's the truth. That's one of the enemy's greatest weapons, is guilt. Let me tell you something. You've been made free from sin and death. And God doesn't control you at all. He just immerses you in His love. That's what Jesus does. This is free will. He wants worshipers that worship Him freely in spirit and in truth. And I'm so thankful I've been able to understand a little bit more about that worship. It's to draw nigh as to kiss in fervent love. Is that your Jesus today? Is that the one that you know is Savior? I hope you do. I hope that as you see Him up on that cross for you, and I will hope that you always see that death for you, that He was drawing nigh to you in fervent love with a kiss. Oh my God, thank you, Jesus. But you see, God is not about looking for a perfect people. That surprise you? He's not looking for perfect people. Oh, He's not. See, He would have made a slew of them if that's what He was looking for. And that's the truth. And by the way, too, just in case anybody needs to be reminded, there isn't one. The only one that's ever been is His wondrous Son. All right? So we're done with that. What He was looking for were sinners. And I'll remind you again, that includes all mankind, included you and me. Isn't that wonderful? To know that, again, He's not a respecter of person. Now, that does offend a lot of folks, though. A lot of people that think, well, if God was like that, and He just allowed me to be born in sin and shapen in iniquity, that there was none righteous, no, not one, then that's not the God that I want to serve. Okay. But that is God. And this Bible is true. And this Bible says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh to that Father but by Me. So all these religions and all these different ways and all these different paths, if this Bible is true, are just a way to destruction. May we stand in defense of the gospel. Now, I stand in love, brothers and sisters. I don't need to hit you over the head with the Word of God. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. And I'm going to tell you, it's going to cut right down to where you're standing or anybody else real quick. But by the grace of God, I'm not going to be ashamed of this gospel. No. By the grace of God, if they want to imprison me for some reason because I'm preaching the truth, then so be it. There's nothing to hide from. God's for you. Praise the Lord. But see, in looking for sinners, the sinners that he was really looking for by the grace of God are the ones that understood and realized that they couldn't get it done. That there was a need that they had that they couldn't solve except through Jesus Christ. And aren't you thankful that those remorseful sinners come in all these different packages and sitting here today were a bunch of remorseful sinners. And today, by His grace, we sit here, children of the King. Oh, I'm so thankful. I realized I was a dirty, rotten, no good. And as I go along, I hope I always have that vision of the tents of Kedar. Because those tents showed me what He brought me from. The curtains of Solomon are always there too, where He's bringing me. Hallelujah. But I never lose sight of what He did. Never lose sight of what He did. Never lose sight that without Him, you're nothing. Never lose sight that it's got to be Christ, or you're not going on. That once myself starts pushing the way, all I've done is I've distanced myself from Jesus Christ. And as it says in the Word of God, He sees the proud afar off. Don't want to be there. That's a sad place to recognize. But by the grace of God, if He wakes you up today, I say amen. But see, we don't also want to listen to those long-faced ones that say, oh, being a Christian is so hard today. Now look, I understand very fully, if you were here Wednesday night, it is a way of suffering. No doubt about it. Amen? All right, I want to make sure we're there. And I know you know it, and I know I could even get a bigger amen out of you if you're really being truthful about that way of suffering, because I know there's a lot of suffering out there. But it is, and we understand that. But I don't need to be long-faced in it. Because as we read before, for the joy that was set before Him, He endured the cross. Well, in that, I can pick up my cross as He asked me to do. Because of the joy that's set before me. And that's just His love. Because I'm looking at the cross. Because it was all there and it's all done and it's all through the blood. Everything is through that blood. Everything is through that blood. And in case you haven't heard, brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you, His yoke is easy, His burden is light. Oh yes, there was a man that got awful mad at me one day here in the church. Oh, you don't know what you're talking about. Oh yes, the Word of God does. And he told me that His yoke is easy and His burden is light. And Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And nothing's hard for God. And I didn't need to live back there when Moses was about. And I didn't need to live there when Joseph was going through, or Ruth, or John, or even Paul. Because I got my Jesus, who's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you know, I just think He keeps getting better. Even though it's not that He can, because He's just beyond. But it's this guy here. He's starting to look up more and more. Hallelujah. See, I'm getting a vision again of how God sees me. You've heard me say it. You need to see yourself as God sees you. I don't care how the world sees me. I don't care how I see me. It's how God sees me. Yeah. And in that, brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, that brings a joy unspeakable and full of glory, because I know that He loves me. No, He's not accepting my life that I'm just wasting if I'm wasting my life. I'm not saying that. But the tender moment that you may have in wasting your life, I hope it comes to you right now. And you know how God sees you? He loves you. And He never stopped. And He weeps for you. He does. And His wondrous Son, I know, just sits there 24/7 saying, oh, the potential in that sweet life. I know He can through me. Father, get Him every ability. And I'm going to hope, and I'm going to pray, and I'm going to make intercession, because I'm His advocate. Amen. You may be in something today, I don't know. Haven't had one of these sermons yet since I've been in the ministry. But I know God loves you. And I know He's calling every heart here this morning. And He's saying, come now. You delay and it may be too late. He's dealing with you now. You're in a place where the Spirit is mighty. Not because of anybody except for Jesus Christ. Let Him deal with you now. Oh, hallelujah. It's so sweet to be dealt with now. We're talking about let Him pour you out now here. So praise God, He can pour you out over there. See, we got to realize, brothers and sisters, we are His everything. Oh, people don't like me talking like that either. Oh, yes, I am that special to God. Oh, yes, I am. And oh, yes, you are, because He invested His Son in me. He invested His Son in you. I guess I'll say it another way. He's all in. God is all in. He has nothing else to give because He gave you everything. Everything. And if we could just reciprocate. And you know what our reciprocation is? Is just embracing that great love. That's all it is. Because it's there. And say, Lord, maybe You've caused me by Your grace. I'm all in too. I'm all in too. Are you all in today? I'm stepping into it. I really am. And see, the beautiful thing is all those spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ, which I've already been blessed with and you have already been blessed with, if you're a child of God here today, they're starting to appear. And I'm starting to understand about those spiritual blessings, all of them, in the heavens in Christ. Where are they? They're in the heavens in Christ. Where am I going to get them? Got to get in the throne room in the heavens in Christ. Oh, does that mean I got to die and go to heaven? Oh, no. It just means I need to come now. I need to go boldly. Hallelujah. I don't need to delay. I just need to get in there. And you know what I got this week? I found rest. And I found comfort. And I found peace. That passes understanding. Didn't have that one for something this week. And oh my, my. Maybe you're going to find love for brother or sister so-and-so that you could never love. And you'll get it. And you'll have it. That's the conqueror that you are in Christ. It's beyond. Because it's Jesus. When He said full overcomer, when that was coming out in His message, He meant nothing less. When He said lay aside every weight, He meant just what He said. And you're only going to find the strength to lay it aside residing in the throne room. Oh my. Oh my. How He has cleansed me. From myself, I say, Lord. I'm washed. I'm free. I'm made anew. You know, it is. It's the most exciting of lives. And I think I've had an exciting life, but I think it's even getting more exciting every day. Because I'm watching the transformation. I really am. It's an out-of-body experience in a lot of ways. Hope I'm not going too far for you. But let Him take you there. I'm watching transformation into the very men and women of God before me this morning. And it's only Him. And it's all by grace. It's all through the blood that washed you whiter than the snow. Whiter than the snow. And brothers and sisters, that's your God of infinite, infinite grace. Let's bow our heads. Dear Lord, we thank You again for bringing us here. We thank You again for pouring out Your love. Lord, let us know what we are in You. God, how You're holding us so dearly and close today. Lord, that's always, always. Speak to hearts this morning that may be doubting Your great love. Lord, let them just open the eyes to see the very eyes of the One who loves them so. You're a God of love. You're a God of mercy. As we have been reading, You're the God of all comfort. Lord, may that Holy Spirit shed that love abroad in our heart to understand that is the love that You so love us with. Oh God, thank You. And in that we say, in the name of Jesus, amen.